John, when's the last time you drove drunk?
You want the honest answer?
Yeah, of course.
No.
I'm not proud of it.
Oh boy.
It was but I remember, and it was the last time. It was the first Mike Calta punch out.
The first one.
Yeah.
Not this last one.
Yeah.
You drove drunk?
Yeah.
I know that you were close to your house.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was living downtown. So I was a couple minutes away. But in hindsight, it was a very stupid decision, and I did not feel good about it afterwards. But there's a point where you drink, and I'm ashamed to even admit it, where like reality goes out the window, people will tell you, or you might even think in the back of your head, but you know better in that moment.
That's called drunk.
Yeah. But I could be drunk and not. There's a threshold, at least for me.
Yeah, there's drunk and then there's blitz.
Then there's, I don't care what anybody thinks and I'm right about everything.
I've only been to that point one time in my life, and that's when I fell down the stairs at Janice during a Blue October concert and everybody told me to go home and I said, no, I'm fine.
those metal stairs?
The stairs to go up to VIP.
Yeah.
The top. Yeah, I fell down those stairs.
Because you were drunk. That's why.
Yeah, because I was drunk and I was like, no, I'm fine. And everybody's like, yeah, you should probably just go home.
What were you drinking? Why?
Jaeger.
How much Jaeger did you have?
All of it.
that's actually what I was drinking the night that that makes you do weird things.
Some places don't even sell Jaeger. Yeah. They say it makes people angry.
It does.
And I walked home, just so everybody knows, when I fell down the stairs, I walked it off.
Man, those are some painful stairs to walk.
That's why I don't really drink. It doesn't really do anything for me.
I know. I'm really happy with my decisions, especially the last 4 months or so, because you get drunk and no one can tell you anything. Oh, you shouldn't be driving. I'm fine to drive. 727-579-1025. Jim, okay or not okay to lower the DUI threshold to 0.05 as Utah is poised to become the first state to do so?
I would go with it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Why not?
I just think, as I'm hearing you guys, talking, if I'm having two beers, I don't see any tendons to my driving ability whatsoever.
Oh, you don't see any, but there may be some.
Yeah, I mean, I live in a city that's extremely strict with checkpoints. I live in Cape Coral, Florida, so there must be a checkpoint every single week, and I go through them every single week. So they do the testing, and have I had a couple drinks? Sure, I've had a couple drinks, and anything over two, I'm right with you guys. But I think two is if I'm going to have two and it's a 0.05 and they're going to call me intoxicated, I just can't agree with that. I don't weigh 230 either. I mean, I'm at 180, but I don't feel or see any impairment after two beers. Now if we're going to three and four and five,
sure,
then take my keys because I'm not going anywhere. I'm calling an Uber.
What you got, Seth?
Are there any back roads in Cape Coral? Because you have to go through the same checkpoint every single week. I would try to avoid that at some point.
Right.
It's basically on my way home. If you know the Cape, there's not a whole lot of different roads there.
There's only two ways in. Yeah. Oh,
I don't know the Cape at all. I've never been to Cape Coral.
I used to live in Cape Coral.
Did you really?
Yeah.
My college roommate was from
DUI
there.
DUI checkpoints all the time.
How far is Cape Coral from here?
About a 2-hour drive. It's just west of Fort Myers.
Screw that.
About an hour the way I drive.
One of the potential three out of partners. She's in Cape Coral.
Oh, yeah? Is she up for a discussion right now, or is it somebody that you ignored?
She's in the mix.
Well, so you have to go there?
Don't go there.
I'm not going to go there because Kevin said not to.
They got those monitor lizards there. You can see them when you're driving down the street, and they will come get you.
They got monitors?
Oh, crazy.
Like the big-ass iguana-looking things?
The biggest.
In Cape Coral?
They eat children.
Is this real?
Yes.
Not the children part, but.
No, they eat cats, children. You like see them like chilling on the side of the road on the banks.
Those things are like Gila monsters.
Yes, they will. They're huge.
They'll eat a deer.
They will come at you.
Cape Coral monitor lizard. Stand by to see if SBK is pulling my chain.
Oh, but there's plenty of people listening now can call up and verify
this.
He's
right. December 30th, 2016. Yeah. Monitor lizards becoming common in Cape Coral.
Oh, yeah, they will come get you.
Damn.
You can't even chill in your backyard.
And they come get you?
Yeah, they'll get you.
It's an exotic invasive species. No regulations against killing them.
4 or 5 feet long.
What's up with the three out of partner?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have her visit up here.
Yeah, have her come up here.
Well, let's just meet in the middle. Meet in Ellington at the outlets and see where you want to go, home game or away.
Meet at the Books a Million outlet and just see how it shakes out. Hey, we'll be by the Joy of Cooking.
I mean, don't you want them far away?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to run into them at the grocery store.
What's taking so long?
Yeah.
I just do it
I'm
already.
I'm on my schedule, buddy.
Tell him, John.
Seriously.
We have not had a lot of time at our disposal to get busy. I've been in school mode, dude.
You're going to reject every single woman that wants to get involved with this to the point where you're going to start looking for guys to join the threesome.
No.
School mode?
Well, yeah, like we're in the crunch right now. Like we're in the last part of school. I'm getting Xander through.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your CSB appearance.
No, my son. He's finishing middle school.
Maybe this isn't happening because are you in charge of this whole thing? Are you in charge of finding and setting it up and approving?
Well, I mean, it's a group effort.
Okay.
He reels them in with his celebrity, and then he brings them back home, and then they kind of sort through the candidates.
Maybe if you had her set it up.
She's welcome to.
She's like, I know what you like. Let me hook it
good.
Up. You just show up at this time.
Please.
And then, okay, yeah, there you
she's
go.
A planner, too. She's right. A Virgo. Do everything. Plan everything. Well, I'll just show up and bring the D. Defense. Boxing out.
Yeah.
Man-to-man coverage.
Road trip to Cape Coral. Let's go.
Yeah. Cape Coral, right? Well, as soon as that guy said Cape Coral, I was like, oh, yeah, the threesome girl. And I thought,
Cape
man,
Coral.
That's far ass.
That's way nice, though. It's like a staycation, just far enough to feel like you're getting away.
Yeah, and then the ride home. You know, yeah.
If you go to Cape Coral, leave your car running.
Whole long ride home. She's got to deal with me calling her a lezzy. JJ, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Okay or not okay to drive to Cape Coral? No, just kidding. For a 0.05 threshold for the DUI.
Hey, I think it's okay to lower it.
You think it's okay, but they have to lower it, yes.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I was in Budapest. By the way, I used to listen to you guys there. I was there for 7 months. And I want to tell you, I had a bass player and a drummer. And what they did was they had one drink they call a service. Service comes, two people show up, one jumps in your car, drives your ass home.
Oh.
And that's how it goes.
And that's over there in Budapest.
And the other one follows you. And it's zero tolerance over there.
I'll be damned, JJ. Well, thank you for that. How was Budapest?
Oh, I love Budapest. Oh, my God. We base out of there. We play all over Europe. That's the best place in the world to go. It's the underground city, brother.
Oh, this guy's in a band. What band are you in, JJ? JJ Fad?
Celebrating Queen. I sound like Freddie Mercury. JJ Midnight. Look it up.
Hold on 1 second. You're celebrating Queen, so it's a Queen tribute band?
JJ Midnight.
Midnight, dudes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We play all over. In fact, Jamie Moses from Queen tours with us over there.
Oh, my God. Wait, give me.
Give me a lot to handle right now.
I know.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Too easy. Mama, life is just begun. There you go.
Give me a little bit of another one, Bites of Dust.
Steve walks wearing it. No, wait. How do you think we're going to get along without you when you're gone? You take me for everything that I have. Left me on my own. Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? There you go.
This guy's unbelievable.
Well, you are really good.
He's no Adam
Celebrating
Lambert.
Celebrating Queen. Look it up. Celebrating Queen.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Come on. I got a commercial. I was just a skinny lad. Never knew no good from bad. But I knew life before I left my nursery. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? There we go. This is brought to you by Coconut. No, I'm kidding.
Keep throwing out songs. This is great.
Don't Try Suicide. Do you know that one? It was on the game.
So you think it's the easy way out.
Think you're going to
slash your wrist
this time.
When you do it,
all you do is get on my... You need help.
There you go.
Oh, man, that was one of my favorites off the game right there.
That's a great song.
Celebrating Queen with JJ Midnight. This is awesome. Well, they had a crazy little thing called Love. And what was the other one with Love in the title that they had? This guy is so freaking
good.
Get
down, make love. Right, that one.
What's the one?
News of the World.
Oh, Can't Stop Me Now. One of my favorite Queen songs.
Tonight I want to have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world. Is that the one?
That is the one. Don't Stop Me Now. Yeah, that was in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, that was a great album.
We got to get his info. Maybe at the live show that we might have to benefit Apple a day, we can have him come in there and play us to break every single time or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's got a good energy.
Hold on 1 second. I love your energy, dude. Hang on, all right?
I did radio. Oh. I was Shambo the Incredible, the Psychic, in Green Bay, Appleton, Fox Cities, WOZZ, long time ago.
That is so...
Hold on for me, Freddie.
Oh, too much.
Rack him.
'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger defying the laws of gravity.
It's a great Queen song.
Who did he say he was? Shambo.
Yeah, he was Shambo up in Appleton, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Shambo the Incredible.
The psychic. There's no stopping me.
Should have got a reading from him.
I love that guy's energy.
Man, he brought it.
You can buy some of that energy.
In powder form.
He's saying very well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I don't
on
know.
The phone, considering everything.
Oh, yeah, dude. Just like, just boom. Swig did not care for it. Ben Swiggy Radio just said, terrible. It should be illegal to try to impersonate Freddie Mercury, especially like that.
Oh, Swig's a hater.
Swig going in balls deep on fake Freddie Mercury. Hi, I'm not Freddie Mercury. I'm Freddie Uranus. 727. I guess I should have gone with Jupiter.
That's why I'm more of a Migs guy.
JoJo here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.